Hi everyone, this is Nellie. Thank you for tuning in today to my ministry, song, scripture, and my thoughts. Today is October 23rd, 2022. Today's song recommendation is Holy Forever by Chris Tomlin. Today's scripture will be found in the book of Genesis, chapter 1, verses 1 through 25, the book of John, chapter 1, verses 1 through 3, the book of Psalms, chapter 95, verses 1 through 7, Psalm 96, Revelation chapter 4, verses 8 and 11, and Revelation chapter 5, verse 13. This will be a two-part series on the creation, God's creation, and the creation of man and woman and good and evil. So part one will be on the creation as God created in the beginning. Part two will be on the creation of man and woman and on good and evil. Before I get started on today's message, I want to ask everyone listening, what kind of answer are you willing to accept? Many people in university are being taught to believe anything else but what's written in the Holy Bible. The theory of evolution, the Big Bang Theory are very popular in the universities. The professors are mostly atheists, the ones that teach these other theories. They want everyone to believe something different than what the God of ages has to say about how he created everything in the beginning. So you have to ask yourself, what kind of answer are you willing to accept? Are you willing to accept that a big explosion created everything as uniquely made as it's made? Because everything that God created is very uniquely made. It took a mind with limitless knowledge to create everything that was created. As humans are created in the likeness of God, we are created so uniquely, in intricately made. How the brain has to work and function properly in order for the rest of us to function properly. We have to have a certain amount of water in our bodies, a certain amount of blood in our bodies. We cannot live without breathing air. We have to ask, what created air? What created the very eyes that we see from? They're very intricately made, our eyes. And if we even look and we start watching a bug, for instance, how unique are bugs? Did a Big Bang create everything that is clearly so uniquely made? Again, it took a mind with limitless knowledge. Limitless. No one can create as God created. No big explosion can create as God created. And we'll go into talking about everything he created in the beginning, in its uniqueness, in its own kind. Evolution. You can walk into any random zoo and go and watch a gorilla, for instance, that again is very uniquely made. And ask, why are the gorillas of today not evolving into human beings? Neither theory has been proven beyond a reasonable doubt. Neither theory has been proven. And yes, you can say, well, you have yet to prove that God created what he said he created. But as you sit there today, who created you? Who created you? Is my question to you. Was it an explosion in the sky? Did you evolve from a gorilla once upon a time? Did you come from gorillas? Do you really believe that? If you're seeing gorillas today, they still exist and they're not evolving. And there is no mind in the whole wide world, in the whole creation that God created, that could ever create as he created. Unique, intricately, magnificently made. Think about that. Think about that. To back up all the writers in the Holy Bible, the Dead Sea Scrolls were found in caves in 1946 and 1947. The Ark of God, as it stands today, I forget what mountain in Turkey it sits on, but it's there. There is a God. He created the heavens and the earth, and I just want you to pay attention to his words as he is speaking to you, as he is sitting right in front of you speaking to you. The same God came down from heaven 2,000 years ago to be born of the Virgin Mary. In his 30s, he ministered and he told us about himself in the Holy Bible, and he is the Word of God. And he was still doing amazing wonders and miracles when he came. For instance, he turned water into wine. He let the blind see and the lame walk. He spoke to the very waters he created, and he ordered them to be still. He did all of this. He didn't have to, but he came to tell us who he is, and he had the writers write it down. And these very writers, these scrolls, were found in those caves. A lot of these writers died horrific deaths, trying to get the message out to people. They did it because he's a real God. He's very real. And again, I hope that you listen to him, because the Word became flesh, and he is Jesus, our Messiah. I have recently talked to somebody who is in her last days. She talks about Jesus, and she knows there's a heaven. Well, many talk about Jesus and agree there's a heaven. But the Holy Word tells us to declare it out loud that Jesus is the Lord of your life. To declare it, to say it, to speak it into existence. As he spoke everything into existence, he wants us to speak it into existence and confess that he is the Lord of our lives, and to also believe in our hearts that God raised him from the dead. So if you are out there and you haven't said those words out loud, you need to say them out loud. You need to speak the words into existence. I have yet to have this woman say those words. So let me get started in reading if you want to grab your Bibles. And again, I'm going to read Genesis chapter 1 from verses 1 through 25. And then I'm going to pause and give you my thoughts before we go to the book of John. So let's get started. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. I'm just going to pause really quick because, please, as though God is speaking to your ears, let them be fresh ears. Get all the other theories out of your head. Get all the other false gods out of your head. And give God a chance to speak life into you. Because if you seek him, you will find him. He will open your ears to hear. The earth was formless and void, and darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was moving over the surface of the waters. Then God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. God saw that the light was good, and God separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning one day. Then God said, let there be an expanse in the midst of the waters, and let it separate the waters from the waters. God made the expanse and separated the waters which were below the expanse from the waters which were above the expanse, and it was so. God called the expanse heaven, and there was evening, and there was morning a second day. Then God said, let the waters below the heavens be gathered into one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. God called the dry land earth, and the gathering of the waters he called seas. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, let the earth sprout vegetation, plants yielding seed, and fruit trees on the earth bearing fruit after their kind with seed in them. And it was so. The earth brought forth vegetation, plants yielding seed after their kind, and trees bearing fruit with seed in them after their kind. And God saw that it was good. There was evening, and there was morning, a third day. Then God said, let there be lights in the expanse of the heavens to separate the day from the night, and let them be for signs, and for seasons, and for days and years. And let them be for lights in the expanse of the heavens to give light on the earth. And it was so. God made the two great lights, the greater light to govern the day, and the lesser light to govern the night. He made the stars also. God placed them in the expanse of the heavens to give light on the earth, and to govern the day and the night, and to separate the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. There was evening, and there was morning, a fourth day. Then God said, let the waters teem with swarms of living creatures, and let birds fly above the earth in the open expanse of the heavens. God created the great sea monsters, and every living creature that moves, with which the waters swarmed after their kind, and every winged bird after its kind. And God saw that it was good. God blessed them, saying, be fruitful and multiply, and fill the waters and the seas, and let the birds multiply on the earth. There was evening, and there was morning, a fifth day. Then God said, let the earth bring forth living creatures after their kind, cattle and creeping things, and beasts of the earth after their kind. And it was so. God made the beasts of the earth after their kind, and the cattle after their kind, and everything that creeps on the ground after its kind. And God saw that it was good. Pause. Now, day 6 is still going on. We'll get into day 6, the rest of day 6 in podcast number 2, when he creates man in their image. In the image of God, he created man. So we'll continue in reading that, the next message. So let's review, because God had a really great plan. In the beginning, when he created the heavens and the earth, there it was formless and void, meaning there was nothing. The only thing that was there was the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. And the first thing that God does is he says he wants there to be light. Let there be light, which is a good plan, because we as humans, or anything he creates, needs light. But take note, it's not the light of the sun. He does not create the sun until the third day for sunlight. So I think that the light that is created in the beginning on day 1 is the light of God, because he shines so bright and he is light. Many references in the Bible about the night and the day, good and evil, and there was darkness, and then he adds himself, he adds light, and he illuminates, and there's light. When he gets rid of the heavens and the earth, he builds a new earth, he makes a new earth, and he says that we are not going to need the sun or the moon because he is going to be our light. And he is the light in the beginning. He shines bright and he is the light. That, he said, was very good, and he did this on the first day. Although scripture says there was evening and there was morning one day. And people have thought or think that because he doesn't say in one day, but says one day, there are many that think that God created the earth over thousands of years. And there is scripture that says a day is like 1,000 years to God, and 1,000 years is like a day to God. But because he also says that there is evening and then there is morning, we as humans see that when there is evening and there is morning, there's a next day. It's one day. So I believe that it's only one day, and God created the heavens and the earth in 6 days. So, and plus, he orders us to, he commands us to rest on the seventh day, and he's not telling us to rest 1,000 years later on the seventh day. He tells us to rest on the seventh day because he himself rested on the seventh day, meaning 7 days, not 7,000 years. Then he talks about this expanse that he names the waters above the expanse is heaven. He separates the waters from the waters. So there is a lot of water up there. There's a storehouse of water above, and then we have this, the waters below that he moves off to the side and names them seas. And he also orders those seas to stay put. They cannot go any farther. He's gathered them where he's gathered them. They cannot be moved. And then we have the dry land where he's now calling earth. Now this is a really great plan so far. Very great plan. And we have to note that he does, when he floods the earth, he opens the storehouse of heaven and lets the waters come down, and he floods the earth when he got rid of evil in that day. And he wanted to get rid of evil again, but he did not. He told Moses that he was wanting to get rid of all mankind. They were just evil. But he did not. Because he is waiting for everybody that he is waiting on. People to be born. He's being patient. He's being patient with us to believe in him. And so that's why we need to listen to him. And this is a really great plan. Again, he creates the light and he separates the waters from the waters. And then he starts creating things on the earth with vegetation, the plants and the fruit trees. And he puts a seed in them so they can multiply. And he orders them to multiply. And he makes them as a certain kind. He never intended for us to ever mix the kinds. He never intended for a tree to mate with a plant or vice versa. He never intended for an animal to mate with a human. Never. Although human, as corrupt as humans can be, have mated with animals. There was a story not too long ago about a man that had sex with a horse. And the horse charged at him and killed him. Because he ruptured it. I won't get into any specifics, but the man, I mean, the horse ruptured him, and that was the end of him. We are not to mix kinds. There's also experiments going on today of scientists taking men that are brain dead and they're doing heart transplants. And guess what they're using? Pig's hearts. They're transplanting a pig's heart into a human being to see if mankind can extend a human's lifespan to live a longer life with a pig heart. The experiments have failed, but they're still trying to perfect it. Mankind has gotten just very, very corrupt. We are not God. We are not to mix the kinds. He says so in the book of Leviticus, that we are not supposed to mix the kinds. So then on day three, he creates the sun and the moon and all of the stars. There are people that worship. They actually worship the sun and the moon and the stars as though they are gods. No. God created these great lights to govern the sun, to govern the day, the night to govern the moon, excuse me, to govern the night. And that's what their use is for. Sunlight and moonlight to govern the days, as for signs and for seasons and for days and years. And we are not to worship them at all. So if that's you out there, stop doing that. And so then he goes on to create the living creatures and the birds. And I've gone into how unique the bugs are, but how unique are the creatures of the sea and the birds. Again, for instance, the sharks, they mate with sharks. The whales, they mate with whales. They're not even mixing their species. They are listening to God. And when God ordered them to multiply, he said, you have your own seed, you're of your own kind, and stay that way. All of creation is listening except for mankind. And then he does tell the creatures of the sea, he even makes the sea creatures and the winged birds. And he blesses them, and he says to be fruitful and multiply and fill the waters and the seas and let the birds multiply on the earth. And then he brings on the living creatures like cattle and creeping things and beasts and things like that. And I believe, and I still believe, that in those days, his creation spoke. Because, well, the serpent spoke, the serpent of old, the devil spoke to Eve in the Garden of Eden. There was a donkey in the book of Numbers that spoke to, I believe, to Balaam. And that's in Numbers 22. And even in today, there's the parakeet that speaks. God, of course, remove the ability for animals to speak, but they did speak once upon a time, because how else could Noah have gotten all the animals, male and female, of every breed, every kind, to come into the ark? They listened to him. And plus, our pets, they can understand whatever language we're speaking to them. They understand very well also. But anyway, we do have examples in the Old Testament of animals, of the serpent speaking and of the donkey speaking. So he tells everything to multiply, and he sees that everything he made is good. Now you can believe his creation, like I said. You have to ask yourself what you're willing to accept. Was it a God with limitless knowledge that created everything that he created in the beginning? No, he doesn't go into detail. Geez, we'd have books and books and books. But he simply put in the beginning all that he created. And then from the beginning, from all that he created, then he says to man that man can now tend to his creation. And he's allowed man to make things from his creation. I started this series because somebody had asked me the question, did God create everything? And to me, God did create everything. He is my everything. But it was a trick question because God, no. Did he make everything on heaven and earth? No, but he created everything in the beginning that was used to make things from his creation. So there is man that has made things. But the question that he really wanted answered was, so then God created evil. And so that's what prompted me to come on and do this podcast on the creation and on good and evil. God doesn't answer all of our questions. He doesn't spell everything out, but we aren't supposed to know everything. Otherwise, we ourselves would be equal to God, and we are not equal to God. He made us, and we are to acknowledge that, to accept that, and if you're like-minded as I am, you don't question it. You just believe. You believe because you have your own testimonies, you have your own walk with God, you have your own proofs. Even though God doesn't need to prove it to me, he has made himself known to me because I believe him. He has made himself known to me because of answered prayers. He has just made himself known to me because I have taken the time to get to know him, and he has opened up his word to me. Jesus Christ is the word of God. So let's get started there in the book of John. We'll read chapter 1. Sorry, I thought I had a marker. Book of John, verses 1 through 3 says this. Actually, I'm going to read through 5, verses 1 through 5. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and apart from him, nothing came into being that has come into being. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. Pause. Genesis starts out in the beginning. The book of John, chapter 1, starts out in the beginning. Jesus Christ was in the beginning. He is the Word of God. The Holy Bible is the Word of God. He spoke everything into existence that if he hadn't spoken into existence, it wouldn't come into being. So it's important to read the whole entire Holy Bible from Genesis to Revelation so you can get to know the God of ages, so you can not wonder anymore how we came into being. He opens up your ears and he opens up your heart. He opens up your eyes to it all. So you don't question. So you don't question, and then you make it into his heaven. If he takes you in the, if he takes you, if you die, you go into heaven. You need to read the Holy Word, and Jesus is the Word. John was one of his apostles, and he wrote this. He saw him. He walked with him. He saw him. He witnessed the crucifixion. He witnessed the resurrection, and he witnessed that he walked on the earth for 40 days. And he was one of the apostles that saw him ascend back into heaven. And he wrote it all down for us. He was martyred. He was martyred for God, the God of creation. So I'll go, let's read the Psalms. Let's go to Psalm 95, verses 1 through 7. And I'm not going to speak about the Psalms. I'm just going to read them. So here we go. Turn to Psalm 95, verses 1 through 7. Oh, come, Let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. Let us shout joyfully to him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods, in whose hand are the depths of the earth. The peaks of the mountains are his also. The sea is his, for it was he who made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if you would hear his voice, do not harden your hearts. Psalm 96. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Sing to the Lord, bless his name. Proclaim good tidings of his salvation from day to day. Tell of his glory among the nations, his wonderful deeds among all the peoples. For great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods, for all the gods of the peoples are idols. But the Lord made the heavens. Splendor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are his sanctuary. Ascribe to the Lord, O families of the peoples. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory of his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. I'm going to just pause right there because I hope and pray that you're coming into his courts. Verse 9, worship the Lord in holy attire. Tremble before him, all the earth. Say among the nations, the Lord reigns. Indeed, the world is firmly established. It will not be moved. He will judge the peoples with equity. Let the heavens be glad, and let the earth rejoice. Let the sea roar and all it contains. Let the field exult in all that is in it. Then all the trees of the forest will sing for joy before the Lord, for he is coming. For he is coming to judge the earth. He will judge the world in righteousness and the peoples in his faithfulness. Key words in these psalms is Jesus Christ is our salvation. He came to save us. He came to save us. The creator of the universe came to save us. And yes, all of creation, everything that he created is glad and rejoices. Even the trees sing for joy. All of his creation. Other scripture in Psalms, I believe, says, the ocean claps its hands. All of God's creation worships the creator. All of creation will worship its creator. Turn to Revelation chapter 4, verses 8 and 11 says this, and the four living creatures, each one of them having six wings, are full of eyes around and within. And day and night they do not cease to say, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God, the Almighty, who was and who is to come. Verse 11, worthy are you, our Lord and our God, to receive glory and honor and power, for For you created all things, and because of your will, they existed and were created. Pause. God really gets unique in heaven, does he not? Four living creatures, each one of them having six wings and full of eyes around and within. And these four living creatures never cease to say, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord, the Almighty, the Lord God, the Almighty, who was and who is to come." The same creator that created us, he was and he is to come. And he will come and he will judge everyone according to what they did. And in verse 11, so beautiful. He created all things, and because he created, they exist. Let's go over to Revelation chapter 5, verse 13 says this. And every created thing which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth and on the sea and all things in them I heard saying. Pause. And this is the Apostle John, who saw all this, who witnessed all this, who Jesus came to reveal all this to him. He's the one that's saying that he saw all this and he heard this. To him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb, be blessing and honor and glory and dominion forever and ever. And the four living creatures kept saying, Amen. And the elders fell down and worshiped. Pause. That's all the scripture I'll be reading on the creation. I hope that you go back and listen to his words again and again and again until you get it into that noggin that God created what he created. If he hadn't created, we wouldn't exist. We would not have existed. He created everything in the universe, the planets, everything. He put the sun, he set the sun just in the right place so we wouldn't get burned up. He did that. It wasn't just by chance, some random thing that happened because of a big bang. A big bang didn't go off and put the sun just right so we wouldn't get, so the earth wouldn't burn up. It's a God that is real. He is real. He is in three persons, the God, the Father, God, the Son, and God, the Holy Spirit. He is the Lord God Almighty. He was and he is to come. And I pray to God that you keep seeking until you have absolutely no doubt. Get to the faith level, and faith is a gift. Faith is a gift from God. You cannot get it on your own. You have to be seeking. You have to be seeking the God of ages in order to get any faith at all. It's a gift from God. And there are many that believe that God is other things. A Buddha or the Hindu God, all false gods. In the last psalm, I spoke of Moloch. I don't know how to pronounce that false god's name, but he's the one that they would just throw living babies to. There is all kinds of false gods. And yes, if you're out there, Allah is a god that makes you kill people. He's a false god. The God of the Holy Bible is the God. He has a way of giving us new birth, a new name. So I hope this message, as always, it's always my hope and prayer that these messages reach even one person. My thoughts of the day, I've been really exhausted. I hope I didn't fumble my words as I just did. I have just been trying to get the messages out. I don't have a really great space to do it in. I don't have noise canceling equipment, so yes, you're going to hear cars going by and, you know, whatever noise you hear on these podcasts. I do apologize. I just don't have the setup, and it does hinder my work, and it also hinders another thing that hinders my work is that I don't sleep well. And so, yes, I fumble my words. I may not use the right word. I may not pronounce a word correctly. But you know what? At the end of the day, I have to go forth and I have to speak life into people. But it is God. It's only God that can reach people. I can only preach. But God is the one that can help after that. He is the one that can change you. Not me, not this podcast. I can't do it. He is the only one that can reach you. So I'll keep coming on. I'll try to get to podcast or message number 2 on the creation of man and woman and good and evil. I'm still continuing in the Psalms. I don't know if anybody's even listening to those, but they really are good psalms to listen to. I try to read the psalms and then go into my thoughts. So if you're out there and you've been listening to the psalms and rather not hear my thoughts on the psalms, then you can shut the psalms off after I'm done reading them. So you just can hear his word. So it can enter into your memory bank. One day, when the Antichrist comes on the stage, do you think he's going to allow us to have the Holy Bibles? We have to start really getting that into our minds, into our hearts, memorizing scripture. When I'm afraid, I recite Psalm 23. When fear tries to get me. It's important to read the Holy Bible so then you can learn on your own. I'm just offering what God has revealed to me. I don't claim to know everything. I will never claim to know everything. And if I've said something incorrectly, I certainly didn't mean to. I will not ever defend the theories of evolution and the Big Bang. I will never ever on this podcast ever even consider any false idol that's out there. They're all false. I serve a living God. A living God that created everything so uniquely. Everything that was created, the mountains, the seas, humans, animals, bugs, everything that was created in the beginning. Even the flowers are made so uniquely. Believe in the one God that exists in three persons, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. All the glory to God. All the glory to God. Much love to all. Until next time. Bye.